I definitely want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen. If our hearts are hard, let's allow them to become soft. Soft hearts, not wimps. I'm not saying that. Soft hearts, gentle hearts, hearts and minds that care about all people of every ethnicity, every nationality, both genders. Let's give up this hatred, this hostility towards the other gender, whatever the other gender is. If you're male and you hate women, you're a female and you hate men, let's just drop all the hatred, all of it. Let's allow our hearts and our minds to work more like our Creator wanted our hearts and minds to work, that we get to the point where it becomes impossible for those of you who have applauded the Trump administration for ripping families apart to ever applaud that again. Again, I'm hoping that we will change our hearts, have a change of heart, allow the Creator to change us. We do our part to change ourselves, but do let the Creator do what only He can do to bring about change as well. Again, listening to our young people as they demonstrate that God puts great abilities even in our young people at a young age. Don't have to be 30 years old before the person is able to preach, teach, mentor, speak motivationally. Samuel Green, you hear it in his voice. A child, young child, preaching the word of God. Here he is again.
And Jonah stayed in the belly of that big fish for 3 days and three nights. And while he was in there, he prayed to God to ask him maybe to forgive him. And then when God heard Jonah's prayers, the fish spit Jonah out onto dry land. And so now while Jonah was on dry land, God told Jonah a second time, go to Nineveh. And after all that, Jonah went to Nineveh. He went to Nineveh. It took him a 1 day's journey because Nineveh was kind of big. It took you 3 days to walk that whole city. And while Jonah got there, he started to preach the message of God. Jonah told the people to stop sinning, stop disobeying God, and to stop doing all the sinful stuff they were doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you hear this young child pointing out that Jonah's message from God to the Ninevites was to stop sinning. How often do we have people who were in their 30s and 40s who will not tell people God's message is stop sinning?
And when the people heard that, they started to believe in Jonah. They started to believe. And Jonah said that in 40 days, God would destroy that city. So the people repented. And even the king did. He took off his royal robes and wore sackcloth. Because now God was pleased with this. He told everybody else to fast, but not eat nor drink, just pray to God and ask him to forgive you. And everybody did that. But that whole city was very happy, except Jonah. Jonah told God, "I'd rather die than to live. What about my people?" He went out of Nineveh, and he made him a little fort where he sat down. And now the sun was hot because he was like in the desert. The sun was hot.
Now he's breaking this down as a young child. A young child breaking this down, explaining, hey, he was in the desert. And that's why it was so hot, to help us appreciate just how hot it was. And he's still preaching without notes. What an amazing gift.
They'd rather die than to live. Then God told Jonah, "You don't have enough compassion for all those people in Nineveh, but you have enough for this plant. And we should try to be obedient and faithful to his words. We should try to listen and let God take care of his business. And let everybody take care of their own business." Thank you.
Wow. Everyone taking care of their own business. I tell you what, I really want us to allow our hearts to be made softer, more like the Creator intended for it to be. I've never done this before, but let me briefly pray. Father, I thank you so much for demonstrating to us over and over again that you give people many different abilities. Help us evaluate, examine, assess what you've given us, and to see if we're faithfully using what you've given us, to determine honestly whether we're using it for good, so that no matter who we are, no matter where we are in life, no matter our position in life, we'll submit ourselves to you and allow you to handle your business through us, according to your will, in Jesus' name. Back in a few. And help you find your way.